This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was me talking about Andy Hart the other day. No, I'm just kidding. That was actually Jake Paul talking about Mike Tyson, who slapped him. Just gave him a bam right in the kisser.
Yeah,
shook him too.
They were getting up there to do their little weigh-in pose thing, all that. What does Tyson weigh at this point anyway? Do we even know that? Do we get the number? They're standing up there doing their thing. Paul starts crawling up to the stage, which was a little weird. And when he jumped up on his feet, he stepped on Tyson's foot. And Tyson slapped him.
As he should have.
Listen, I'm all for slapping Jake Paul. What did you say happened? He shook him?
Shook him. Yeah, watch the replay.
Did he?
He stumbled him a little bit. He set him back.
Stumbled him?
Yeah.
He moved his head a little bit. I didn't really see him move all that much.
He had to collect himself. He was kind of swaying for a second, and then he got his wits back about him, and he talked a little crap after.
Swaying a little
bit? That's what I want to see.
Okay. It's like a Rorschach test. Like, what are you? It's like butterfly. No, it's actually Mike Tyson slapping Jake Paul, and he's getting dizzy and all this. Listen. I think that was a very, very good way to try and get more people interested in this fight. Have Tyson show, because that's what everyone who wants Tyson to win is all saying the same thing. They're like, Tyson, man, he may be old, but you don't lose that power. You don't lose that crazy. You don't lose
one
that
punch.
Crazy stuff, you know, and now you look kind of crazy there, right? Yeah. You step on his, I'm going to get you, and he slaps him in the during the weigh-in in that little pose-off that they do, which is usually just a bunch of grab-ass, but there was actual physical confrontation. Now, do I think that Jake Paul knew it was coming? Even more so than Chris Rock knew the Will Smith slap was coming, 100%. I don't think that there was anything spontaneous or organic about that whatsoever.
Especially because he probably would have punched him, no?
Right, you would think?
You hit him with a slap.
Took his glove off. Whap.
Also, Tyson official weigh-in, 233, Jake Paul, 220.
Really? Tyson weighs more than Paul? Okay, I wouldn't
almost
have guessed
15
that.
Pounds on.
Would
the
not
power
have guessed
puncher,
that. Okay.
Power puncher, baby. That uppercut is coming.
Uh-huh.
Knocking his head off. Rock 'em, sock 'em, robot style.
You guys.
Knock that beard right off his face.
You Tyson people are.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, you Tyson people. You people who think that Tyson's going to kill him even because he's going to go back in time and suddenly become the old Mike Tyson. Like, I don't know. I have a hard time. I remember. Do you remember when George Foreman beat Michael Moore?
Yes.
Do you remember that fight? Foreman was like 45 years old,
mm-hmm.
and Moore won the heavyweight championship. Somehow Foreman got a fight, and Foreman was getting his ass kicked for like seven rounds, and then like the eighth or ninth round, he just comes alive and he flattens Moore, and he's the heavyweight champ at 45 years old. And people talked about that like it was the craziest thing of all time, and it kind of was. Like, that was a crazy, crazy night in boxing. I remember that. I remember thinking that was a pretty cool night. And despite all of that, I think there is no chance that Tyson is going to beat this kid. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't think there's any chance. And I listen, as a boxer, not necessarily as a guy, but as a boxer, I loved Mike Tyson, grew up watching him just like everybody else did. I played the video game more times. I still play it today. I have this little app on my phone where I can play Mike Tyson's punch. I still play it today sometimes. I'm in a commercial break. I'm playing Mike Tyson. Like, that's 100% still the case for me. And I remember those days, and I remember them fondly, except for when I paid for that Peter McNeely pay-per-view and ended up being out $50.
Big dump in your pants.
Other than that, I'm sorry. I think you guys remember Tyson and you want to go back to those days because they were like fun days in your life. Yep. But those days are over, and those days are over for him too. He was losing to guys like Jake Paul 20 years ago.
Die!
That's the point. Like, he was losing to middle of the road lousy boxers 20 years ago, guys.
Well, but
like, come on.
I'm not sure Jake Paul is a real boxer. He's a boxer. He's developing into a boxer, I guess. But I don't know that he lost to Jake Paul-esque people. He lost to Ham and Eggers, actual boxers who
right.
were low-level boxers.
And maybe those guys would have beat Paul if they actually fought him. Because the one actual boxer that Paul fought was Tyson Fury's brother, and Fury's brother beat him, and he's not right. even a good boxer. So, like, you're right. Maybe there's something to be said for that. But we're talking about a 60-year-old man here. I mean, this doesn't even feel right to me. Like, I'm gonna watch
don't
it,
exaggerate.
But I got to be honest, I don't feel good about watching this.
Oh, I don't. I'm going to regret this. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to regret the bet I made in my, my FanDuel app. I'm going to regret it even more because the odds have changed, and I thought I was getting the best odds, and they're actually, I know we have 190 on the screen. Last I checked, it was plus two something
really?
For Tyson. So the money is swinging in that direction.
I saw Portnoy is like putting the company on the line for Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's plus 210.
ESPN said that Tyson has moved from plus 225 to plus 175 this week.
Okay, so he's gotten more money put on him, I guess. You'd think that's bound to happen when it's the ex-boxer, one of the greatest of all time, against the YouTube guy. But listen, I mean, Nate Diaz isn't some wimp. Like, he was a very good MMA fighter and a very tough guy, and Paul flattened him.
But you know, not a boxer.
Not a boxer, you're
not
right.
Not a boxer.
But Mike Tyson hasn't been a boxer in a long time either, so, you know.
But he's still got one punch.
Does he have the endurance to go all
no,
eight
he
rounds?
No, he doesn't. He does not have the endurance to go eight rounds. He needs to win this fight early, and that's what I'm not banking on. I don't care that they're only two-minute rounds. I don't care that the glove. Like, he's going to have to knock him out relatively early, in my opinion. If I'm going to be right and get my win and get my bet and be happy midnight or whatever the hell time this is going to end.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think it's going to have to include a knockout in the first few rounds.
Do we think that someone's taking a dive here?
Probably, because my gut tells me this is going to end in something that will lead to a rematch. That's what my gut is telling me.
You think Tyson's going to do this again?
I think he might.
He's going to fight him again. He's 75 years old.
What if Tyson...
Wheeling himself out to the ring? Come on.
Yeah. What's the best way to induce a rematch in your mind? Is it Tyson looks like he wins and then Paul wins a decision? Is it... How do you get to the rematch that I've...
Well, everybody
grown?
Wants Tyson to win, right? No one wants Paul to win.
Right.
So Paul has to win, right? If you want there to be a rematch.
Right.
Doesn't he have to win? Like, I don't know.
So that's how I look at it. Maybe Tyson...
If Tyson wins, he's not going to be like, yeah, I'll give you a rematch. He's going to be like, I'm 60 years old. I'm not doing this.
Right.
Anymore.
Tyson's also getting a $20 million payday.
Right.
Right. They both are. Did you know that Paul's
getting 40.
Oh, I read 20. I saw 20 and 20, and then there was upside for both of them based on attendance and different things. But I also didn't realize this. Jake Paul has $60 million. Tyson has 10. How sad is that? Some dink on the internet who, whatever he is, self-created, God bless him, did great things.
Well, he wrote his brother's coattails to fame, but yes.
Right, but Mike Tyson was one of the true phenomenons of planet Earth in the sporting world for a period of time. Like, he was a global celebrity and the most feared man, right? The mm-hmm. undisputed heavy... And he's got $10 million left. That's kind of sad.
I'm
surprised
lived,
he has that much left.
Yeah, he lived pretty frivolously.
No, I know.
Lions,
it's just sad.
Tigers and bears. Oh, my.
But it's just sad because somewhere along the line, you'd like to think somebody would be like, no, I'm not going to allow you to. I'm going to take $10 million and just put it in an account somewhere, and you're not allowed to touch it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to tell Mike Tyson what to do with his money? That's a smart idea. Yeah. Hey, Mike, listen. I mean, listen to me. I'm going to tell you. Don't buy whatever you want to buy. Listen to me.
But
see how that goes.
I am looking forward to this, and I, you're right, we may all regret it, we may all feel like suckers. The only good thing is, I continue to say, is you're not plunking down $99 or whatever for a pay-per-view. You're just saying into your little voice remote, Netflix, and it comes up on your TV, and you already paid for it.
Yep. Let's go to Tony on the Cape. He has a thought on the fight. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I think this will be the first time I probably see a Tyson fight that I could get up and go get a beer, and he's still up fighting, because I remember one fight I lost. I went distracted by something, and the fight was over.
Yep. Okay? Honestly, Tony, that was most of his fight. When he was young, most of his fights lasted about 40 seconds, if that.
Yep.
And then when he made his cut, he went to jail, and then when he made his comeback, the first fight was against McNeely. Then he had the Holyfield fights, which lasted longer. He got knocked out by Buster Douglas. That was basically the reason. That fight was in Japan, right? It was somewhere.
Yes.
I think it was in Tokyo.
Right.
And the only reason that he lasted longer, Buster Douglas took on the first couple rounds, and after that, Tyson didn't know what to do.
Here's my call. Decision, Paul, when they call him as a winner, the referee's going to raise his hand, but his other hand's going to be holding his ear.
All right. Not bad. I'll never forget that night.
Crazy.
The night when he bit the ear
ever.
And
yep.
spit it out on him. That was crazy. That was
nuts.
One of the most ridiculous things ever. You know what I just sort of realized? Like, have we heard anything from Lennox Lewis or Holyfield? I know Holyfield's kid was playing college football, but, like, have we heard from Evander Holyfield or Lewis or the Klitschko's or, you know, any of these other from that era, like the heavyweights from that era? Tyson's the only one who's making himself available, who speak. I know he had that weird interview with the kid the other day, but, like, he's the only one who's really from that era still in the public view at all. And not only did he have major issues, of course, like in his life, but these other, like, you take a lot of abuse, you know, you get hit in the head a lot. Like, maybe I'm just because I was watching that Aaron Hernandez show, but you know what I mean? Like, a lot of these guys, you don't see him, and I think the reason you don't see him is because they're not doing so hot. And
probably
meanwhile,
not.
Here's Mike Tyson, 60 years old, he's getting back in the ring. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, isn't that kind of crazy?
It is kind of crazy, but punch drunk's a thing, and I mean, I think we've learned over the years getting hit in the head in any form or fashion, especially without a helmet, is not good for you. And I actually think Tyson has been fine. I mean, I listened to the Let's Go podcast. I've seen a couple interviews. I mean, especially comparing him to what he was at his, you know, in his prime, in his 20-somethings. He wasn't, you know, overly well-spoken at all times. He was kind of weird, kind of moon bat-ish, off-the-wall type, and he still kind of is.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, we don't... And I don't even know if all these guys are even still alive, but like Larry Holmes and Riddick Bowe
and guys like that,
like Spinks, or these guys, I don't even know if they're still with it, but like you don't hear from them. I feel like
it's like wrestlers. You need to check to see if they're still around when you're wondering why you haven't heard from them. There could be a reason.
Yeah, could be. Let's go to Dave in Rhode Island. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Well, you know, I don't know if we talked about this already, but a regular sanctioned boxing match, they use 10-ounce gloves. Do we know? And have we talked about they're using 14-ounce gloves in this fight?
I did know that, yeah. And it's only 2-minute rounds. So 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves, which it's much more padding than you generally get in one of these fights, which is being done here because Mike Tyson's 60 years old. But, like, that's sort of the other idea here is that is anyone getting knocked out with 14-ounce gloves like that? That's probably, I don't know. It's going to be hard to knock out Jake Paul with 14-ounce gloves.
You catch him under the chin. You catch him with that uppercut under the chin, drive his teeth into his upper teeth, into his brain there. You can knock him out. Find a way.
Isn't the entire point of these Logan or Jake Paul boxing matches?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.